recording now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll say, interview with Prem Taman, the 9th of January, 2004. Okay, like
New Year, yes.
Okay, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'd like you to start off by telling me just a little bit about your family's history, and can you remember the names of the towns where your parents were born?
My mom's born Jalandhar, Punjab, right? My dad, I think, Khanna, Punjab, you know, near the Ludhiana. And I was born there as well, Khanna, near the Ludhiana. Mm-hmm.
Is that a small town?
Village? It's not village, it's little town, yeah. Mm-hmm. Little town. And it's not big though.
Mm-hmm. And what was your father's profession then?
He do the, we go the factory, you mm-hmm. know, steel iron, they're making iron, you know, mm-hmm. that one, yeah.
And were you part of a big family?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort
yeah,
of?
Yeah, I got three sisters and one brother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what
I'm the youngest one.
You're the baby.
Yeah.
What was life like then, living there in this kind of small town? What was it like?
I like it. I don't like the too crowded. I like the, you know, quiet area, mm-hmm. not the too much noise. You know, I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you go to school then?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It's okay.
It's okay.
You know, everybody likes school life when they was little, they don't like it. When they grow up, then they miss it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like that.
And how far then did you go with your schooling?
I did the BA in the college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bachelor of Arts. Uh-huh. Yeah, after doing the private MA, then I stopped it because it's marriage done that time. Uh-huh. Then I come back here.
So which BA were you doing?
Art. I done the art.
Art?
Yeah.
Art.
Economics, music, I got English.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I done the sitar, I learned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, give me the little pieces.
I'm sure your mom would love that. I'm fine. And so then, what year did you get married then?
1986, uh-huh. Yeah.
And was that an arranged marriage?
Yeah, arranged marriage.
And who arranged it?
Like
who knew who?
It's far away, you know, my Masi, like my auntie's sister-in-law's knows. It's far away,
yeah.
It's a little bit in a
uh-huh.
long distance, you know.
Uh-huh. So they said, oh, there's
yeah,
somebody in the UK.
Yeah, he's here, he's uh-huh. coming to see the girls, then you go as well, look him. You know, if you like him, then show the girls
uh-huh.
like that.
So what did you, what was that like? Was that a bit strange? Or?
Yeah, it's strange, I didn't look at him. I just put the head down, I'm just,
uh-huh.
you know, shy.
So how did it all work out then, if you didn't
look proper, but they give the photos, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then just his talk, I like it, you know, he do the funny ways, you know, making me laugh, and I think he's jolly type of
uh-huh.
That's it.
So that was it.
Your parents like it, and I say, yeah. I didn't say anything yes or no.
So then what was it like for you to move to the UK? Was the wedding in India? Or?
Yeah, wedding in India. Yeah.
Was it big?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big
wedding.
Yeah. And we have the over the court marriage as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we come back here after. October is married, then December I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you come on your own? Did you
yeah.
come? What was that like?
Little bit scary, you know, in the different countries going, nobody, you know, I'm just myself, you know, I'm scared in the aeroplane, first time in the aeroplane, little bit then, after that, dad picked me up, not Raju's coming that day, he's coming on the Newcastle airport, not the London ones, then dad and me come here, then Raju's came, then come back here. Little bit, you know, strange, you know.
Yeah.
First time, you know, different country, different house, everything, you know, different. Yeah, then after 1 week, we all right, you know, little bit settled down, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my sister, Raja's sister is here. That time, you know, Rita, she's in the India at that moment because he's married after a long time, she's gone there.
Mm-hmm.
She's over there. But Raja's sister's here that time. She stayed with me 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Then she go back. Her house, you know.
So you were left here
yeah,
on your own.
Yeah.
What was it like for you when you first, because you already, you'd have thoughts of what England looks like and stuff, but when you obviously arrived here, was it very different?
Yeah, a little bit different, yeah. Sort of. I mean, it's, can't remember, not that much.
I remember.
Yeah.
What month did you come in?
December, because it's early, night time is very dark, quickly 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm scared myself in the house,
yeah.
You know. I quickly do the curtains, close it, because I'm scared. I don't know any neighbors who is
uh-huh.
living, you know, next door. If anybody ring the bell, I don't know what going to say to them, you know, like that. No?
It's funny. So then what, then Rita, did she come then?
Yeah,
the Rita then?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, company-wise, you know, before I was just myself.
And you'd never met her before, no?
No, marriage
oh,
time, yeah.
Marriage you met,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Oh, that's good. So then what did you do? Did you, were you working?
Yeah, after that little while, then we go to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 3-4 days marriage time. Then learning, you know, how to do the tills,
yeah.
How to attend the customer. You
so
know.
You're right, isn't
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What was it like for you then to maybe to start making friends? Did you make friends in the? Did you go to the Hindu temple or? What did you do? Did you?
Yeah, sometimes
mm-hmm.
not that much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you make like other friends then outside or?
Yeah.
Were you mainly just in the family?
No, make outside, like which one's coming in the shop, you know, person, them's Raju's friend's wife. Don't break him.
He's hurt himself. Silly.
No. Have that. Just 1 minute to close it.
Yeah,
I have to.
That's
okay.
Good enough.
Huh?
No, it's not enough. I want you to just tell me a little bit, just a little bit about your own practices of Hinduism and stuff. I mean, do you do puja or do you do offerings or what do you do? Or what did your family do before you came here? What kind of things did you do?
My mom do every morning, early morning, get up and do the, you know, puja.
Mm-hmm.
Do the, like, 4 o'clock, she get up, her bath, you know, fill the bucket of water, for drink water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then after she go to, in the house, you know, first to pray to the God. Then she go temple, then she come back, then offering the, you know, prasad to the God,
mm-hmm.
then give it to us after that, you know, before marriage, she do that.
She do that.
Yeah.
Then did you follow that tradition?
Yeah, not really, no, not here. No.
How come?
When we do the fasting, then we do the prasad, but not now, because nobody's doing here, you know, the same like here.
Okay. And what about like festivals and things like that? Did you celebrate like Diwali and stuff?
Yeah, we do.
Was
yeah.
that big?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're making the things in the house, you know, like laddu, I don't know what they called here.
Yeah, laddu, yeah.
No, but different type. They, you know, what you called?
Grinding.
Yeah, yeah, not grind, but doing with the hand, you know. I don't know what's the thing in press it. Oh, you know what you call? The bowl with, you know, do the...
Like a jalebi.
No, not
no,
jalebi.
No, no.
Punching it with the, you know, the thick... The, what you call it? Stick type, is it, you know? Pressing down, you know.
Sorry, because it's